Cultural residential district for a borough pit to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 56.93 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southwest side of Macquarie Road, which is Sussex County Route 385, approximately 857 feet south of Frankford School Road, which is Sussex County Route 92. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 533, Map 5, Parcel 38.00 and Parcel 41.04. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklet, a copy of the applicant's environmental assessment, a copy of the applicant's proposed conditions of approval. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the TAC comments, and we also have a copy of the DELDOT service level evaluation response. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I will not be participating in this one.
All right. Please let the record show that Ms. Wingate is not participating in this public hearing and will not be voting on this application. All right, is there anyone here representing this application? There is.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Steve Marsh. I'm an engineer with GMB. I'm representing MRBP LLC, and with me tonight is Lawton Myrick, who is the business and property owner, MRBP owner, and he owns the property, and Mr. Ed Lene from Environmental Resources has joined us. So MRBP is seeking a conditional use for tax map parcels 533-5-38 and 4104, which are located along Macquarie Road near Roxana, Delaware, for a borrow pit operation. Total acreage is about 57.03 acres. Conditional use application was submitted to planning and zoning on June 28th, 2021. Parcels are zoned AR and lie within the coastal area. The immediate area consists primarily of agricultural use and low density residential, including some fairly substantial chicken farm operations. There is significant development activity planned in the general area, particularly in the town of Millville, starting as far south as the intersection of Pepper's Corner and Powell Farm Road. The intersection with Route 17, which is about 3 miles away. No public water or sewer is proposed for the operation. Stormwater management will meet the requirements of the Sussex Conservation District. The bulk of the activity is contained interior to the site, and a 100-foot planted buffer is required along road frontage and will be provided. And a 50-foot wooded buffer is required for all other adjacent property boundaries. Much of that buffer is in place, but some planting will be required in areas where the buffer isn't there or to enhance what's there already. The single access to the site will be a small commercial entrance on Macquarie Road. DELDOT has already approved the entrance plan prepared by Century Engineering, and it was approved on April 6, 2021. Just because of the length of time to get to the public hearing, we'll have to renew that approval. The owner is anticipating an average of about 30 trips per day. Mr. Lene performed site investigation in 2021, and ERI has advised GMB that the proposed plan avoids impacts to any potential wetland areas. A wetland report and plan will be submitted to the Corps of Engineers. But again, we're not anticipating any impact. Tax ditch runs along the western and southern boundary of the site. No tax ditches are proposed to be disturbed by the project. The property does contain some man-made channels internal to the site. Impacts to drainage channels at the perimeter of the project have been avoided in order to maintain drainage conditions for adjacent properties. And during the permitting process, the design team will ensure that drainage from adjacent properties is maintained and there are no negative impacts. Regarding historic and cultural resources, the State Historic Preservation Office has noted that the site's historical and archaeological significance potential is low. Obviously, if anything is encountered, operations would stop and they would be notified. Regarding conformance with the County Comprehensive Plan, we note again that the site falls within the coastal area, which is a designated growth area. We would further note that long-term, the preferred option after the dredging operations or the borrow pit operations are completed would be to work with Sussex County Land Trust to explore the possibility of creating a public park with the site. But that there's still a lot to be worked out, but that would be the preferred option. The project has been through PLUS and PLUS responses, as well as the environmental assessment and public facility evaluation report, are included in the project binders. Mr. Myrick would like to come forward and say a few words. Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Lawton Myrick, 5973 Smithies Lane, Salisbury, Maryland. Steve was saying my wife and I own the property, and we are the LLC, MRBP LLC. I just wanted to make myself available for questions, and if you guys hadn't, if the commission hadn't received these proposed conditions of approval, I just wanted to make sure that I provided them for everyone.
Forever, you can hand them up to our director and he'll make sure we go.
Okay. So I don't need to read them.
No, they'll be part of the record.
That's already in the record. Yeah, it's a spec.
So, Marsh, have you concluded your presentation? Because we generally would like to wait for questions. Well, we will have some questions, but we normally wait till your presentation is complete before we entertain them. So,
okay.
If you have anything you'd like to say, we'd be delighted to hear it. And then we'll ask questions when your presentation is fully complete.
I will await the questions then.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler.
All right.
So yes, that concludes our presentation. And Mr. Myrick, Mr. Lene, and I are obviously available for any questions you might have.
Okay. Well, we have any questions for Mr. Myrick, you or Dr. Lene, we'll certainly ask them, and we'll start with Mr. Hopkins.
I don't have any questions.
No questions. Okay. Mr. Mayors.
Are you proffering a condition for the land trust park after the borrow pit is dug out?
I'm suggesting that is on the table. I would not like that to be a condition of approval because I haven't spoken to the land trust yet. I'm just considering it.
Okay.
I haven't talked to anybody yet.
Okay. That's all I have.
Okay. All right. White House?
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me, thanks.
Okay. Staff, anybody?
No, right. I would just add, Mr. Wheatley, just for anybody who's here for the benefit of the public who might have an interest, with these borrow pits, they're regulated fairly significantly by revision of our zoning code that deals with conditional uses for borrow pits, and there's conditions that are required by code, and then the commission and council have historically imposed a standard set of conditions on borrow pits. So I would expect this one probably would get deferred just to take that all into account and review the conditions that they've proposed.
I would agree with that. Sure. Okay. All right, then. If there are any other questions, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2300 MRBP LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 2300? Yes, sir. We'll start with you right up front.
We can go back to the larger photo. My name, good evening, everyone. My name is Tyler White. My permanent residence or primary residence is in Wilmington, Delaware. I am partial owner of the adjacent farm to this property, as well as many more acres directly across the street from this borrow pit. On a side note, borrow pit, are they going to bring the dirt back? Okay, I'll move on. I didn't know if it was a borrow pit or a borrow pit. Okay, but in any event, okay, that's my...
I've often wondered that myself. Why they call it a borrow pit, because it's not like you're going to return it.
Yeah. Well, and that would change my...
Borrowing it from one place and depositing it in another.
Right.
That concept, I think, is...
Exactly. So I was confused. I thought maybe, you know, a borrow pit would be... But regardless, I found it interesting. I have a number of points, and since you prefaced the speakers, or at least one, that oppose it, The owners of the farm, including myself, oppose the project.
Okay.
And quite honestly, on many levels. Commonsensically, and to borrow, not a pit, but to borrow the attorney's earlier comment from one of the earlier projects that was discussed tonight, the area property value will be reduced. And so imagine if you were, where the hand is the property that that we own. So, and today it's agriculture, it's planted. If you're down on McCary Road, you'll see it, and the farm across the street, which is much, much larger, that parcel. Who wants to live next to a hole in the ground, a burrow pit? We received...
Let me just ask you a question. Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt you, and please don't feel like I'm picking on you, but it's a matter of procedure. You appear to be offering what might be construed as expert testimony on the property values. Are you in fact a realtor, an appraiser, anything that, or is this your opinion?
Just a vested interest owner.
Okay, your experience. Okay, thank Correct. You. That's fine. Go ahead. Keep on. It's all yours.
Okay. Well, I only had one joke, and I've already used it. But so in any event, it's clearly going to impact the value. And you know, if during this process we need to have that opinion. Validated by, you know, we can certainly secure that, and I think that would be an agreement. I mean, just, you know, grab a mirror, look yourself in the face and say, would you want to live next to a big hole? And that's what it's going to be. And it's not just a hole. It's going to, and we've not heard how many years they're going to be digging, and are they going to be digging based on the number of projects that they're awarded? You know, so, oh, okay, we need, you know, X number of tons of soil in order to widen 54 into Fenwick Island, you know, or whatever the case may be. But and then they still remain. So if this process is opposed or approved, again, I started with opposed and I'll end with that. But a couple of other questions and comments from a process perspective, I'd like to echo, although people I don't know have left, I think there's an opportunity for the process to be reevaluated. As you can see, the proposed access is to the northern point, and if I had, oh, I do have control, okay, right here. Now, we own all of this, so yes, we may be, and I don't have my tape measure or scale. It doesn't surprise me that we're less than 200, or you know, we're more than 200 feet away from the access. We received no notification.
Okay. I'm going to stop you right there. We get a lot of this, yet every one of you found your way here tonight. So the notification works. Somehow you found out about this. Okay. There's a prescribed way that we advertise. We do it that way for a reason. And you know, you got here. You made it. I understand that you might prefer a personal contact, somebody to call you on the phone. That's not going to happen, okay? That's really not going to happen. So let's just understand that you all made it here somehow this evening. So the fact that you didn't get a personal note or an invitation, or I didn't call you and invite you myself, okay, really doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Okay. Very good. I just thought you may be open to some proposed opportunities to improve the process just to adjacent landowners, and I'm not suggesting, because I don't get any local papers because my residence is in Newcastle
Understood.
County.
So now you made it here.
Okay. But only by the grace of God.
Amen, brother. Amen.
So, you know, a couple of comments. We have very little detail on what's going to transpire. And so does the buffer get installed first before the digging process begins? Don't know the answer to that, and I assume these gentlemen may or may not be able to address that tonight. I assume the process here is it hasn't been fully approved. They don't have a green light. Okay. Is my assumption correct?
Absolutely. They're far from fully approved. This okay. is like the first step.
Good. And the other issue to the part of communication is this partial, and I would encourage the Planning and Zoning Committee to take a ride out this way if you're not familiar with it. There are multiple soccer ranges here that are owned by this party here, which is adjacent to this property. So you're going to have kids, both local and from afar, playing sports, playing competition, training camps and the like. And to have a pit here, I think, certainly raises some safety concerns, even with a buffer zone, because it's only foliage, right? It's not fenced or anything of the like. The second is we drilled here a private well, because it my zoning, okay, well, don't tell my partners that I said mine. Our zoning, our property is with one improvement, which is where the palm of the hand is there, and we re-drilled and were like the other parties that spoke earlier, had a traditional well, I think it was 25 feet deep. When we re-drilled and went through the process, I think it was 200 some feet that we had to drill, and don't know what the impact of any of this would have to underground water sources, including that one or any across the street. In addition, don't know how long the project's going to go. I mean, as I attempted to articulate, if this is based on large industrial, rephrase that, industrial projects that if they're so awarded and they need dirt, I mean, this could go on for an undetermined amount of time. So is part of the attempt, or does the state or county require an escrow account that says who's going to maintain the property? Should the current owners and the LLC fail in any way, financially or for whatever other reason, who's responsible? Is it the state, or is it just going to disarray? And so it's a concern because we've not heard the answers to those questions, because certainly it needs to be, if approved, needs to be maintained. As far as historic analysis, I would encourage that they look in this area here. There's a foundation of a home that was burnt down. So I won't go as far to say it was Harriet Tubman's Underground Railroad site, but I attempted my second joke. But I don't know if there's any historic relevance to the house that was here and has not been there for decades. My family has owned this farm for generations, and it's never been there as long as I've lived. The other issue is with the intent of the state to maintain and has a number of great programs in the state, including, in effect, also Sussex County, to preserve agricultural land. This, from my opinion, contradicts that approach and process, because it's taking today agricultural land. When the gentleman spoke a moment ago for the other side, he commented residential. There is no residential there. This is all what I said here. This is all soccer fields. I couldn't tell you because I didn't count, but there are many. Okay. There's one home here, but there is no development or anything else. So there's no minor divisions or large divisions, however the expression may be used. So it's a concern that today it's not, which is nice. But it's not the. I want to wrap up here, but I'm trying to surface through my notes. That, I think, finishes my comments for it, but I will close how I started. My partners and I oppose the project.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Marsh, if you would, you may take a seat, sir. The gentleman raised some good issues, some good questions that I do want to see if you or your team, and I'm going to ask you, but you can direct it however you like, whoever might have the answer. Was mentioned a couple of times about the absorption rate, you know, about how fast, and I don't know if maybe you could comment either historically or what you're projecting for this as far as how long you would expect this pit to be operational.
I'm going to let Mr. Myrick answer that.
Sure. Thank you.
So in our zoning conditions, we're asking that the permit, if it's granted, would go for 30 years, but we anticipate the actual operation of the pit, assuming it all goes well, to be about 10 years.
Okay.
Maybe less than 10 years.
Okay. They also mentioned possible impact on surrounding water sources. Is there anyone on your team who maybe can speak to that? And surrounding wells and, you know, how that might, if that affect.
So, you know, I would not anticipate any negative impact to water quality on wells in the area, right? So it's generally like a hydraulic dredging operation. It's pretty well regulated. So it's basically the concern on the pollutant side is that, you know, whatever gets suspended gets out into the ditches, and that would be sediment. And there's, you know, all kinds of regulations to prevent that from happening. So.
Okay. All right. And another item that was mentioned was the sequence of construction. You know, what is the sequence of construction when you're getting ready to use the pit, when you're building the infrastructure, so to speak?
So I think if I heard the concern correctly, it was relative to the buffer, I think, and whether the buffer would be in place when the operation started, because I guess the concern is, well, if it's going to serve as a buffer, it should be there. I think that's the way I understood the question. You want to answer that?
Yeah.
So, Mr. Meyer, go ahead.
Okay. So certain portions of the property have existing hedgerows and wooded areas that will serve that purpose, but where that's deficient, we are planning to plant fast-growing seedlings, maybe even on top of a berm that utilizes some of the existing topsoil. So we're going to try to speed up the process as quickly as possible, but it will be small trees at first.
Robertson, don't we have some conditions that address that?
Yeah,
pretty specifically.
Yeah.
That will be, more than likely, that will be mandated if your project is approved. It'll come with a list of conditions, and that's certainly going to be one of them. The other issue that was raised, and it's certainly an important issue, is the issue of safety. Can you tell us what kind of safety precautions you'll be taking, what might be built into the design of the pit and so on that would address safety?
Sure. So there's an existing tax ditch that forms the perimeter boundary of the site. So, and it's wood and it has hedgerows, as I was saying earlier. So it's really a case of, you know, trespassing laws or property, you know, boundaries. I don't anticipate kids, you know, coming onto the site and getting into the pit or anything like that with a safety issue. But in our vision, the soccer club is the proximity is actually a benefit in the long term for long term reclamation, because I would love to see families that come down for travel soccer to use the sites. I would actually hope to incorporate that.
The thing that folks would be concerned about, that I would be concerned about if I were had a children playing in there, is that someone, you know, there's something called an attractive nuisance, and you don't, you know, and you don't want the pit to be an attractive nuisance. You know, kids are kids, and not only are they going to, you know, are they going to chase the ball, sometimes they're going to get curious and want to see what's in that big hole over there. Okay.
Okay.
So maybe Mr. Marsh can speak to some of that, some of how you design for that situation.
That's a really good question. So again, there is a fairly substantial tax ditch around the property. So if the question is about River Soccer Club and the kids that are there, they would have to cross the tax ditch first. Okay. Second of all, the borrow pit is constructed to meet the same requirements as a stormwater pond. Mm-hmm. So the side slopes are 4-1 And I don't, this is what we're proposing, so it might be more stringent than what's required for a bar operation. 4-to-1 side slope, 10-foot safety bench at like...
Explain for the folks what a safety bench is.
So a safety bench is a flat area, a foot under the water level, 10 feet wide. So if someone approached the water, there's not a drop-off immediately to below the water surface. So there's a 10-foot flat shelf.
So if they fall in the water, they'd have to be coming at a pretty good clip to go off the edge of the bench.
You'd have to decide to fall in the water and then continue to walk 10 feet out to go off the edge of the bench. Okay. And then it's 3-to-1 down from that. So it meets, those are specific design guidelines in the DENREC manual for stormwater ponds for safety reasons, and we would meet that those design guidelines.
Okay, thank you. And I, of course, do want to remind you, gentlemen, that this is a conditional use application. The commission has the ability to place numerous conditions, and one of those conditions could be a fence. So just making you aware of that. Okay, all right, who else would like to speak? Who's next? Got all one all the way in the back, and then you, sir, in the orange shirt will be next. One of you get up here. All right. Good job.
Thank you. My name's Chris White. My brothers and I own the farm next to the proposal. It's been in our family for over 100 years, and one of you, and I apologize for not knowing which one, brought up something about the history, what you do up here. So the history is that farm has been a farm in that area, in our family, for over 100 years. The one thing that you've kind of put my mind a little bit at ease is, and I don't want to quote you exactly, but we're far from being approved on this. Am I correct in that?
You're absolutely right. This is like the first stop, okay?
Okay.
And then the way the process works is we have this public hearing, we make a decision. If we approve it, we will come up with a rather extensive list of requirements and conditions and stipulations that they'll have to follow. But we'll make a recommendation to your county council, and then county council will have another public hearing. So you'll have another chance to do this all over again. And that's a good thing, because it's this hearing kind of functions as the first time everybody gets to see everything for real. And you get to see and hear the truth, and then you may form different ideas about what you want to say next time around, and then you have another opportunity to do the same thing where the applicant has to come in and explain their application again to county council. County council takes our recommendation into consideration, but they don't have to follow it. They'll make the final decision. Then when that happens, you have a whole passel of state agencies that will get involved. So I can assure you that they are far from being approved, and they're far from shoveling any dirt. I can tell you that, and we don't even know if they're going to shovel any dirt yet. So that's where we are.
Understood. Thank
okay.
you. What was brought up just recently was they have to renew the approval for the entrance to this project that they're
right.
doing.
Yeah.
Would like some concrete definite answers on that, to where they're planning to put that in. Right now it's somewhat proposed, but it isn't approved.
Right. And that's one of the state agencies really have the final say on that. That would be our friends at DLDOT will be the ones who have the final say on where that goes and so on. So they can propose something, but DLDOT also has the ability to say they want it somewhere else.
I don't know if they would be able, if this project is approved for them, that road is like a tar and chip type surface road, and if this is a 30-year project, that road's never going to stand that. So I don't know if DLDOT or who gets involved with that. That's also a concern.
I suspect they will. But,
okay. Yeah. The property value is a concern as well. Security, my background, I'm a retired police officer with 20 years, and I'm currently with the sheriff's office, and I've been so for 14 years.
Ours?
Kent County, sir.
Did you bring your passport?
I did not, sir.
Okay, well, let it go this time.
That being said, I think it was brought up, security-wise, you're going to have parking going on in there, possibly drug activity. Dumping is a huge thing, as we're not farmers. Our parent, my mother's family was farmers, and her parents, et cetera. It's rented to a farmer that has continued the process for us. We do not live on that farm. Dumping is a huge issue there. If it's not monitored, we occasionally check on it, and somebody's taken the opportunity to dump trash or old decks, fences, and stuff like that, and then it's our expense to clean it up. That's a huge concern. The swimming thing was brought up. I can tell you in Kent County recently, I apologize for the terminology, but the Sandtown dump in Kent County, they had a young person that drowned there. Different type venue. It wasn't a borough pit, but it's a open body of water from the Sandtown dump, and somehow they got in there even with the fencing, and mm-hmm. someone lost their life there. So that is a concern. The time of operation, if I'm not aware of it, I apologize. Is it a 24-hour operation, or are they going to have set guidelines to run these diesel trucks, tractors? Make no bones about it, there's going to be diesel pumps that are going to be running in there to convert the water from one side of the project to the other. Again, I won't kick a dead horse as far as the environmental thing with the diesels going. The DENREC situation, when we have to get other agencies involved, if there is a problem, that's a problem. Again, we're not local. I appreciate your time. But when you call these agencies and have a problem, and I can speak firsthand in Kent County that I've had a recent issue with DENREC, like pulling teeth, and at the end of it, no justice was done. Had a failed septic system by a property next to ours. They didn't do anything about it. There's all these laws that are in place, but no one got fined, and it's still a problem to this day. So, and no feedback again from DENREC. So when we bring these other agencies up, I can't speak for the Sussex County agencies, but my experience just a little north of here, don't count on things getting resolved there. The wetlands, if this project gets developed and we don't know down the road what might come in our family, we might have to sell it. And if we sell it to a developer and they decide to develop it, is that their project now going to encumber us for future development that now it's tagged as oh, well, you're within 100 feet of the wetland area or 200 feet, and is that going, we don't know what the future is going to bring. Those dimensions might get widened. I heard the previous group 50 foot around the drain sites or whatever. Well, 10 years from now, 20 or 30, and I was, you know, it might be a 30-year project. It might be 500 feet from any open water, and at that point, we have nothing. And again, our family's been good farmers, and farm owners are good property people. We take care of the property. Our family, over the last 100 years, hasn't asked for one dime for land preservation or anything like that. We've maintained it on our own. If you're not familiar, farmland, you don't get much for rent. It basically pays the taxes, and that's it. And we've been offered over the years multiple times to sell it to developers, and we've held off on that. Side note, I'm going to be a grandparent in December, so I'd like to do the same thing our family's done and pass it down to my kids and their kids, etc. And be good stewards of the land. So that's important to the history that one of you brought up earlier.
Let me ask you a question. Since you said, do you feel that this use is going to impact the way that you are using your property now and the way that you seem to intend to use it in the foreseeable future?
In the foreseeable future, I do not. And I have no problem.
Okay.
With it's people's property within the law and the rules,
yeah,
to do what they want with it. you all are here to oversee that, and then whoever the...
Within
limits, and I have no problem with that. These are just concerns. I won't point out to one of my brothers behind me. I was on the fence if I was opposed or for when I came up here. So with some things that were brought up by some of you up here, currently I'm opposed because we don't have a definitive on the entrance to this project and some other things. But, you know, a man's welcome to do what he needs to do to provide for his family as long as it isn't hurting others. And I think that's where we're at. The other thing with environmental, open body of water, mosquitoes, bugs. I'm not a farmer. I don't know, you know, is that water going to draw more deer herds, and then they're going to come over on the crops that are right next to it that the farmer rents from us to do that. I don't know if that'll be an impact. Okay. The property value is brought up, and then the road maintenance, and I think that's it, sir.
Okay.
I appreciate your time, your all time.
Thank you. Appreciate your service. Thank you. Okay, who's next? Who else would like to speak? Yes, sir. Come on up. Oh, I forgot we'd already picked you.
I'll try to make this long but short. My name is Art Ford. I'm a property owner at 32408 McCary Road. Okay. My house, my backyard is directly, can I use a mouse?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Right there.
That's you, okay.
That's me. Right. This over here is the tax ditch.
Okay.
This is the property that they're currently talking about,
right,
putting in. They say they have a buffer. Can I get to a different screen here? The screen that has the plants. Yeah. If you look here, McCary Road is covered in trees. Great. You go by it, you see trees.
Right.
You look by my house right here, there's not a tree they're planting. They're not planning to put a buffer zone in. When I'm in my backyard, I have to look at diesel trucks going beep, beep, beep all day long, backing up, going forward until they decide that they have finished with this burrow pit. Can I show you this? This was taken last month.
Give it to our director and he'll pass it down for us.
This is the view from my backyard into this burrow pit, supposed burrow pit, where you can see that I have a clear view right exactly where they're planning to dig. There's no trees, and the trees that are on their property have either fallen into the tax ditch or fallen onto my fence, and we have had to cut them down. They originally, he said that they plan on doing 30 loads a day. A dump truck is 16 yards of dirt. If you average that out, it comes to 13.5 years they will be digging. Not 10 years, 13.5. I ask you, would you want to sit out in your front door during your retirement and watch a dump truck go by 50 times a day? Bang, boom, the back door, you know, banging when it's empty. The smell of the diesel. Not alone that McCary Road is a 45-mile-an-hour street. Can you see that these trucks coming out that little exit with all these trees, pulling out as slow as they do, fully loaded, somebody going around, there's going to be accidents. I just don't think this has been well thought out. You do have the soccer field where there are hundreds of kids every weekend playing in that field. We were all kids once. We all did stupid things. Let's go look at the tractors. Let's go see the water. Something's going to happen. So I just ask, when you look at this proposal, you take a deep breath on what it's going to affect my neighbors here, their property, some of my front driveway, and we're all going to have problems with, one, the value of our home. You asked him, the gentleman earlier, if he was an expert. I am. My wife's a broker in two states. We bought this house so I could retire because I'm disabled.
Wait a minute now. Your wife is a broker in two states. That makes you an expert?
Because I'm a retired realtor.
I do have a license, had a license in the state of Maryland.
Okay. All right. It just sounded kind of unusual that your credentials would be your wife. You know, or she's my wife's my claim to fame.
Well, you have a wife too, right? So that means I'm there, and she asked the legal questions of a contract. I'm right there.
I understand.
But it is going to affect the value.
Right. Okay.
So my problem is, a man has a right to basically do to a certain point with his property what he can do.
Within limits.
Within limits. I would ask that there's a limit put on this. Okay, they want to dig? Great. You say 10 years? Let's cut it off in 10 years. I have a right to peaceful enjoyment or quiet enjoyment within the law to enjoy my property. I'm not going to get that with a semi-truck coming in with diesel fuel, backing up. You want to hear this beep, 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 beep all day long as they go forward, they go out, they scoop, the scoop hits the truck, it makes noise. I can't say it here, but you all know the word I want to use. It's just not right. And I would ask you to consider that the people that live there, what we're going to have to go through each and every day to watch these trucks go up and back and forth, the noise, the dust. My mother-in-law has COPD. My next-door neighbor has health issues. It's just not right. Okay. Thought you'd make it long or short.
You did good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Very well. Very well. Who's next? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Nick Harrington, 32260 McCary Road. I am actually this property right here.
Oh boy.
I am probably the only residence that's going to be directly affected. I've actually had a chance to speak with, I always mess up his last name.
That's all right.
But about some of my concerns, which they've a lot of them been addressed tonight. Time, the 10, 20, 30 years. 30 right. years is a long
right.
time.
Right.
I'm not totally against it. A few years ago, I actually thought it would be a decent moneymaker. Totally understand why he's doing it. All the building in the area. I used to own a construction company. Now I'm in law enforcement. As far as turning it, and sorry for the county and the state, but if it is to be turned over to as a park, I 100% object. Being in law enforcement, I work with DenRec quite often. We assist them all the time. They're super understaffed. They can't even, state police can't even address the drug dealing that's going on my road. Thankfully, I work for a task force and I've handled some of it myself. So that's some of my concerns. As if it gets turned into a state park, that it's going to become drug dealers' haven. It's not going to get patrolled by Parks and Recs. It's too far out. They can barely Holt's Landing, which has been there. It's a public boat ramp. That's the hours of operation. I'd be kind of...
I'm going to find that out.
Okay. That's pretty much my concerns is... as those right there, but appreciate I appreciate
your, it. I appreciate your comments about the park. I know that a lot of times, you know, on the surface, that sounds like a really nice thing to do. Oh, we're going to donate the land for the park and all that stuff. But what happens a lot of times is that the municipalities or the governments really don't want them for all the reasons you just said. And what frequently happens in, with old borrow pits that are done is they're landscaped, and a lot of times their building lots are sold around because now you have waterfront property. Mm-hmm. So it would be more likely that you would see something like that. But who knows? That's not a decision we're here to make today. We really just are trying to decide whether or not this is a good thing to have happen here or not.
Yep. And as far as the road, I'm not sure what the state just did or attempted to do. McCary Road is an absolute, it's almost a barely over a two lane. People do drive insane speeds up and down. My wife walks that road daily. with my kids. I have a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old, and we're constantly trying to get people to slow down. Truck traffic, I know, talking with the owner, he even mentioned that possibly going out one way or the other, if they come out and go to the left, they're not going to affect probably 90% of the road. I think there's only one or two residents if you go to the left versus the majority of the houses are to the right, as my property is. But there's no easy way out to the main roads. And if you go out and go to Frankford School Road and then out to Route 17, that is an absolute nightmare intersection just south of the Pyle Center. So I don't want to see anybody get killed either.
Understood.
And same, McCary onto Route 20 is not a great intersection either. So.
All right, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Okay, who's next? Okay, while we're stopped here for a second, let's get an answer to the hours of operation. That, once again, as I've mentioned a couple of times, this is the conditional use application. If we decide to recommend approval, we have the ability to place conditions. One of those conditions can be the hours of operation. I will ask the applicant to share with us what they feel are appropriate hours of operation, and then we'll have that on the record. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So we've suggested 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and on Saturday 8 to 2 with no hours of operation on Sundays.
Okay. Well, we will take that under advisement. That may or may not be what happens if we decide to approve it, but we wanted you to put that on the record. Okay.
And there would also be a gate. I'm sorry, that was an answer question.
One of the gentlemen mentioned dewatering equipment running 24/7. Is that going to be part of your operation?
Well, the
moving water from one pit to another?
No, so the dredge can operate 24 hours because it's quiet. It's not going to be beeping like the trucks backing up and stuff.
Is there going to be a diesel motor associated with that dredge making noise 24/7?
That I'm not sure. I could find out the answer to that.
Okay, thank you.
Right. I think we address that in conditions or
it depends. Different. It's been an issue based on the location of different pits. Sometimes it's been understood that the trucking would be limited, but the dredge would operate,
yeah,
you know, 12 or 18 hours a day even. But it depends a lot on what's around as
right.
to how that's conditioned.
Okay. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? Okay. Going once, twice. Okay. We're going to go to the internet now. So we're done here in the room. Okay. Anybody else? Last chance. Okay. All right. Thank you. Operators, or anyone standing by who would like to speak either in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2300 MRBP LLC?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
All right. Thank you. Commissioners, any further questions? Okay. There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.